So having a kindly disposition to the world
tā kā būt ar laipnu attieksmi pret pasauli
makes life much more enjoyable.
Dzīvi baudāmāku.
You know, makes the world feel less threatening.
Un pasauli tad nešķiet tik biedējoši.
You know, when the world is threatening, we feel fear.
Kad pasauli ir biedējoši, mēs jūtam bailes.
Because we contract into ourselves to protect ourselves.
Jo mēs saraujamies, ieraujamies sevi, lai aizsargāt sevi.
Make ourselves very defensive.
Kļūstam tādi uz aizsardzību tendēti.
And in making ourselves very defensive, we separate off.
Un esot aizsardzības pozā, mēs nodalām sevi no citiem.
So we become very isolated.
Mēs kļūstam izolēti.
Yeah, and essentially quite lonely.
Vientuļi patiesībā.
So for practice, it's very, very important to have a nice warmth and a lightness of being.
Tā kā praksē tas ir ļoti, ļoti svarīgi, lai mums ir tāds siltums sajūta un vieglums.
It's much easier to go into a state of absorption in your meditation if you're feeling kind and happy and warm about yourself, towards yourself.
Tā kā koncentrācijas stāvoklī ir daudz vieglāk ieiet, ja jūs esat pozitīvi pret sevi noskaņots ar siltu, labu attieksmi pret sevi.
The body is much more relaxed.
Ķermenis ir daudz atslābinātāks.
The mind is much more relaxed.
Prāts ir atslābināts.
There are fewer conflicts.
Ir mazāk konflikti.
Which means less tension.
Tas nozīmē mazāk stresu.
So it's good for health.
Tas ir labi veselībai.
Mentally, emotionally, physically.
Mentāli, emocionāli, fiziski.
And psychologists have analyzed, you know, that generosity actually makes people happy.
Un psihologi to ir analizējuši un devība dara cilvēkus laimīgus.
There's a whole happiness program. I can't remember all the details, but generosity and doing things and being kind to others is quite central to it.
Ir vesela programma, saucās laimes programma, un šī tātad devība un tāda pozitīva laba attieksme, laipnība ir centrāla elementa šajā programmā.
And if you look at someone who's tight-fisted, tight-minded, tight-hearted.
Jūs skatāties uz kādu, kurš ir tight-fisted, it's like ungenerous.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Tāds skops cilvēks un saspriendzis.
They're really not very nice people to be next to.
Jums nemaz negribas viņiem blakus pavadīt laiku.
You sort of think, don't want to sit next to that person.
Jūs negribat sēsties viņiem blakus.
So if one is in a kind, friendly, open frame of mind,
tā kā, ja jūs prāts ir laipns, atvērts, draudzīgs,
it's much easier to see and recognize unwholesome states of mind.
Ir daudz vieglāk tad redzēt negatīvus prāta stāvokļus.
Sort of, you know, negative states of mind are much easier to notice.
Negatīvos prāta stāvokļus ir daudz vienkāršāk ieraudzīt.
They just don't sit right.
Viņi kaut kā neiederas.
There's like a dissonance.
Ir tāda kā disonance.
Which means wake up.
Un kas uzreiz jums liek pievērst uzmanību.
Something's happening.
Kaut kas notiek.
I need to notice this.
Un ir jāpamana.
And that of course ties into right effort, yes?
Un tas ļoti sadarās ar pareizu piepūli.
In terms of noticing the arising of unwholesome states of mind.
Tādā ziņā, kad pamanīt, spēt ieraudzīt negatīvu prātu stāvokļu atnākšanu.
And the tendency is to usually point a finger, you know, that's the cause, or it's just there, that's the cause, this person, that person, this situation, always pointing a finger as to why.
Un tendence vienmēr ir rādīt ar pirkstu tas cilvēks, tā situācija, vienmēr atrast kaut kādu vainu.
And I've said this many times here and everywhere else. It's always when you point a finger, there's three fingers pointing back. Look at yourself.
Un vienmēr es esmu teicis, kad jūs uz kādu norādat ar pirkstu, tad ir trīs citi pirksti, kas rāda uz jums atpakaļ.
The trigger may be there, but the arising of unwholesomeness and negativity, resentment, anger, bitterness, cruelty, it's all arising here.
Tas faktors, kas varbūt to izsauc, tiešām ir ārā, bet tā negatīvā sajūta, rūgtums, dusmas un tam līdzīgi, viņi ir iekšā cilvēkā.
So developing a non-reactive, a positive, accepting frame of mind.
Tā kā attīstīt nereaģējošu, pozitīvu, pieņemošu prātu.
Is a really good foundation, good practice for the development of the mind and the heart.
Ir ļoti labs pamats tam, lai attīstītu prātu un sirdi.
You end up with lots of friends.
Un rezultātā jūs dabūjat daudz draugus.
Or certainly friendly people.
Vai noteikti kad draudzīgus cilvēkus.
You're not seen as a threat.
Jūs neesat, netiekat uztverts kā, kā briesmas.
Except the people who are mean.
Izņemot tikai cilvēkus, kuri ir nejauki.
Because some people don't like generous people.
Jo dažiem cilvēkiem nepatīk devīgi cilvēki.
It makes them feel uncomfortable.
Viņi jūtās viņu klātbūtnē neērti.
Why? Because they recognize their own meanness.
Jo viņi ierauga to savu,
which they might be very attached to.
To savu skopumu, tādu negantumu, un viņi varbūt ļoti tai savai negatīvajai īpašībai pieķērušies.
And they don't want to be reminded of it or have it mirrored back to them.
Un viņi negrib, ka to viņu nejaukumu viņiem atgādina vai kāds, kaut kāds atspoguļo.
If we're mean ourselves,
and, ja mēs esam nejauki,
and selfish, if we see someone being generous,
nejauki un sautīgi, un kāds cits ir devīgs,
we sort of feel, oh, yeah. Sort of like an example almost.
Mēs redzam tādu kā piemēru.
And it can be very inspiring.
Tas var būt iedvesmojoši.
Which is why having good exemplars in one life, in one's life is so important.
Tāpēc ir ļoti svarīgi, lai jums ir labi piemēri dzīvē.
Having good models of how one would like to be.
Rīcības modeļi vai cilvēks kā piemērs.
Yes, I'd like to be like Nelson Mandela.
Es gribētu būt kā Nelsons Mandela.
Brave man, nice smile.
Ļoti ar jauku smaidu un ļoti
drosmīgs.
Drosmīgs. Yeah.
An inspiring figure.
Ļoti iedvesmojošs cilvēks.
Maybe the Dalai Lama might inspire you.
Dalai Lama varētu jūs iedvesmot.
Yes. Are you smiling?
Vienmēr smiling. Mm.
Well, it's generating a lot of compassion and love.
Vienmēr rada ļoti daudz līdzjūtību un mīlestību.
I have a photograph by my bed of a Zen master.
Man pie gultas ir Zen meistara fotografija.
His name is Su Yun.
Viņa vārds ir Su Yun.
Which translates as empty cloud.
Kas nozīmē tukšs mākonis.
And I just look at that photograph.
Un es paskatos uz viņu.
And I see this man sitting there.
Mēs redzu šo vīru sēžam.
Yes, that's what I want to be like.
Mēs redzu, jā, es gribu tāds būt.
It really does something to me.
Viņš tiešām kaut kā ar mani rezonē.
He is an extraordinary monk.
Ļoti īpašs monks.
It's just such a purity, such a clarity, such a goodness.
Tāda tīrība, skaidrība, labestība.
And it's just a photograph of a man sitting.
Un tā ir tikai fotografija, vīrs sēž.
And then when I went to Chithurst Monastery last year,
kad es aizbraucu uz Chithurst klosteri pagājušo gadu,
Ajahn Suchito, who is the abbot there,
Ajahn Suchito, kurš ir abbots,
yes, showed us around a few of us around his kuti, which is a very nice little house.
Viņš izrādīja mums savu kuti, kas ir tāda neliela mājiņa.
And I walked into the house. And they have sort of Japanese-style sliding doors.
Mēs iegāju šajā mājā, un viņai tāds kā Japāņu stila slīdošās durvis.
Very nicely made.
Ļoti jauki izpildīts.
Having been a joiner and carpenter, I can appreciate good craftsmanship.
Esot bijis galvenieks, es ļoti varu novērtēt labu meistarīgu izdarītu darbu.
And there on the wall,
un sienas,
I don't know, meter wide and probably about a meter and a half high,
metru un metru ar pusi augstu.
Was a photograph of Su Yun.
Su Yun fotografija.
Big photograph.
Liela.
I want just a little photograph.
Man ir tikai maziņa.
And I thought, wow, really hit me.
Tiešām tas ļoti atstāja iespēju.
But a big photograph like that, no wonder Ajahn Sucitto is such a wonderful teacher.
Un ar tik lielu fotogrāfiju nav brīnums, ka Ajahn Sucitto ir tik labs skolotājs.
Inspired by this beautiful photograph.
Iedvesmo šī brīnišķīgā fotogrāfija.
And it's lovely to see it in that size.
Un ir brīnišķīgi redzēt tik lielā izmērā.
Because you can really feel this man's presence.
Jo tu vari sajust šī cilvēka klātesamību.
Again, his autobiography is worth translating. If it isn't translated into Latvian, then someone should translate it.
Un šī skolotāja autobiogrāfija, ja viņa nav latviski iztulkota, to ir noteikti vērts.
So it's the biography of Suyun, H-S-U.
Tātad Suyun biogrāfija, H-S-U.
U, yes. Y-U-N, Y, or...
Tātad Y, U-N, Suyun.
Suyun, Suyun. Empty cloud. H-S-U.
H.
S-U, and then a new word, Y-U-N, Yun, empty cloud. And do you know how long he lived? 119 years. He died in 1958, I think. He used to do a lot of walking. He walked all over China.
Viņš daudz staigāja, viņš ir izstaigājis visu Ķīnu.
Setting up monasteries.
Veidojis klosteris.
Teaching.
Mācījis.
And he was a master of three traditions, the Vinaya, the Zen, and another one I've forgotten.
Un viņš bija meistars trīs disciplīnās, Vinaya, Zen, un vēl trešajā.
And his talks were very, very inspirational.
Un viņa runas vienmēr bija ļoti iedvesmojošas.
And he was an abbot. He was the abbot of a monastery when the Chinese communists came to power.
Un viņš bija abots klosterī, kad Ķīnā komunisti nāca pie varas.
And as we know, communists don't like religion.
Un komunistiem reliģija nepatīk.
And so these red guards came to the monastery.
Tad sarkana armieši Ķīnas ieradās klosterī.
Because the monastery in China had quite a lot of ground, a lot of land.
Jo klosteri Ķīnā piederēja daudz zemes.
And it was seen as a sort of feudal institution by Marxist philosophy and by the communists.
Un saskaņā ar marksismu ideoloģiju, filozofiju un komunismu tas tika uzskatīts par soviet feodālismu.
And when that happened, I think he was 109 when he was the abbot then. If I may be wrong, but it's around 109.
Un viņš bija aptuveni 109 gadus vecs, kad tas notika.
And they beat him up.
Viņi piekāva viņu.
With iron bars.
Ar dzelzs stieņiem.
Yeah, and he survived.
Viņš izdzīvoja.
And he just went into very deep states of meditation and he healed.
Viņš iegāja dziļos meditācijas stāvokļos un izdziedējās.
And again, if I remember correctly, they came back and beat him up again.
Un, ja es pareizi atceros, viņi atnāca vēlreiz un vēlreiz viņi sasita.
And his attendants and disciples were distraught, they were so upset.
Un viņa mācekļi bija ārkārtīgi satraukti, sarūktināti.
And they begged him to die.
Un viņi lūdza viņu nomirt.
And not to suffer what he was suffering.
Un neciest.
And he said, I can't die.
Viņš saka, es nevaru mirt.
Because if I die,
jo, ja es nomiršu,
as a result of this beating,
šīs te piekaušanas,
what terrible consequences, karmic consequences for those who beat me up.
Rezultātā karmiskās sekas, kas būs tiem sitējiem, būs briesmīgas.
No, that's compassion.
Tā ir līdzjūtība.
That's kindness to the power of a million.
Tā ir laipnība ar miljonajā kārtā.
That's generosity.
Tā ir divība.
To the power of a million.
Miljonajā kārtā.
Yeah. So, no wonder he looks so wonderful on the photograph.
Tā kā nav brīnums, ka viņš tik labi izskatās.
What quality, what quality, what purity.
Kāda ir iekšējā kvalitāte, kāda tīrība.
What wholesomeness.
Kādas labās īpašības.
So he lived on and didn't die till he was didn't quite make 120, I think. He lived to 119.
Kā viņš turpināja dzīvot un dzīvoja līdz 119 gadiem.
Quite extraordinary.
Ļoti īpaši.
I've had several sort of people like that who have inspired me just by the way they look in a photograph.
Man ir bijuši vairāk tādi cilvēki, kuri man ir iedvesmojuši vienkārši esot, redzot viņus fotografijā.
One was Steve Biko. I don't know if you've heard of Steve Biko. He was Steve Biko, B-I-K-O. Biko. Steve Biko. He was South African.
Es nezinu, vai jūs zinat, bet viņš bija no Dienvidāfrikas.
And I remember buying a newspaper,
un es atceros, ka es nopirku avīzi,
which I brought home.
Atnesu mājās.
And I opened the page.
Atvēru lapu.
And there was a photograph of a man called Steve Biko. Never heard of him before.
Un tur ir fotogrāfija cilvēkam, ko sauc Steve Biko. Es nekad nebiju dzirdējis par viņu iepriekš.
Who had been arrested by the South African, white South African police.
Un viņu bija arestējusi Dienvidāfrikas policija apkartīta laikā.
And beaten to death by them.
Un situši viņu līdz nāvē.
And I saw this photograph of this beautiful man.
Es redzēju fotogrāfiju šo skaisto cilvēku.
And I just started crying.
Un es sāku raudāt.
Just, you know, primitive, ignorant brutality.
Primitīva un neziņā esoša brutalitāte.
Killing a beautiful human being.
Nogalināju brīnišķīgu, skaistu cilvēku.
Ignorance.
Neziņa.
Then I have another photograph which comes to mind.
Tad man vēl viena fotogrāfija nāk prātā.
Chinese again.
Ķīnieši.
When I was starting my sort of journey of inquiry, looking into Buddhism.
Kad es sāku savu izpētes ceļojumu interesi par Budismu.
I just started, I was very, very inspired.
Es biju tikko sācis, es biju ļoti iedvesmots.
And there was a series of books that just appeared in English.
Un bija grāmatu sērija, kur bija tikko parādījusies angļu valodā.
And it was called Chan and Zen series.
Chan and Zen series.
And there were translations by a Chinese layman.
Un tie bija tulkojumi, ko bija ķīniešs vīrs, laicīgais cilvēks.
Called Lu Kuan Yu.
Vārdā Lu Kuan Yu.
And he translated many, many Chinese texts.
Viņš tulkojis bija daudz ķīniešu tekstus.
From the Chan or Zen tradition.
No Chan vai Zen tradīcijas.
Which I found incredibly inspiring.
Un man priekš manis viņi bija ārkārtīgi iedvesmojumi.
Interestingly enough, they were the same series that had inspired Longpo Sumedho in California.
Interesting, ka tas pats izdevums bija iedvesmojis Longpo Sumedho Kalifornijā.
And one of the books that he wrote that or translated texts and put into a book.
Viens no tekstiem, ko viņš bija iztulkojis un ielicis grāmatā.
Was a paperback book and it was Secrets of Chinese Meditation.
Un izdevums saucās Ķīniešu meditācijas noslēpumi.
And there was a Chinese character for long life.
Un uz vāku bija ķīniešu hieroglifs, kas nozīmē ilgu dzīvi.
I remember the cover very clearly. Gosh, it must be 40, 50 years ago.
Es atceros ļoti spilgti šo grāmatas vācu, tas droši vien bija 40, 50 gadus atpakaļ.
And I was reading these books every night.
Un es lasīju tās grāmatas katru nakti.
And this book on Chinese meditation, very good book.
Šī grāmata par ķīniešu meditāciju ir ļoti laba.
Again, I hope it's translated into Latvian because they're very, very, very well translated texts.
Es ceru, ka ir latviski.
And then on the back of the book was the photograph of the translator.
Un grāmatas aizmugurītē bija tulkotāja bilde.
And again, this radiance, this man, clear eyes, completely calm, serene face, but really just nice, good human being, just nothing but goodness, just radiating out of this photograph.
Un atkal šī bilde, kas pilnīgi mirdzēja ar labestību, ļoti skaidrs, ļoti mierīgs vīrs.
And I remember looking at that and thinking, yeah, that's what I'd like to be like.
Un es skatījos uz viņu, domāju, jā, es tāds gribu būt.
So when one has a sort of positive impression of a good person,
tad, kad ir mums kāds tāds iespējas palicis no laba cilvēka,
it sort of becomes like an inner model.
Tas paliek par mūsu iekšējo piemēru.
It gives one something to orientate one's own sense of identity with.
Un ļauj savu identitātes sajūtu orientēt uz kaut ko.
To emulate.
Atderināt.
And Lampo Samedo in terms of presence has the same effect on me.
Lampo Samedo klātesanības ziņā viņam ir tāda pati iedarbība uz mani.
He has a very natural teaching style.
Viņam ir ļoti dabīgs pasniegšanas veids.
And which sort of leads to a very easy attunement, just following what he says.
Kas ļoti viegli ļauj pieskaņoties, saprast to, ko viņš saka.
And because he quotes many things from his own life,
un viņš stāsta daudz stāstus no savas dzīves,
apart from being a great teacher, he also comes over as a very, very nice, good human being.
Un tā ne tikai viņš ir tad lielisks skolotājs, dišu skolotājs, bet arī ļoti jauks cilvēks.
And because I respect him,
un es viņu cienu ļoti.
Yeah, he for me is also like an internal exemplar.
Viņš priekš manis ir tāds iekšējais piemērs.
And sometimes I see in myself
un dažkārt es redzu sevi,
that I often sort of it's like a felt sense inside,
tāda iekšējā sajūta.
I sort of think, well, what would he do in this situation?
Es domāju, ko viņš darītu šajā situācijā.
So obviously he's not in the situation, it's me having to make the decision.
Skaidrs, ka viņš nav šajā situācijā, man ir jāpieņem lēmums.
But it just helps inspire me to do the same.
Bet tas palīdz man iedvesmot līdzīgi rīkoties.
But doing it from him, it's not him doing it, it's me doing it, but just inspired by what he represents.
Ir tas nav viņš, kas to dara, tas esmu es, kas to dara, bet viņš man iedvesmo.
I do it with my father. My father had many nice qualities.
Tāpat ar manu tēvu, viņam bija daudz labas īpašības.
And I know I've taken many of them on, and I sort of try and do the same that my father did.
Un es zinu, ka es esmu daudz no viņām pārņēmis, un es mēģinu rīkoties tāpat, kā viņš rīkojās.
The good bits.
Labās lietas.
So that's the way, you know, a figure can represent and embody a lot of good things.
Tādā veidā tēls var iemiesot daudzas labas lietas.
And that's obviously part of devotional practice as well, of course.
Tā ir tādas tiecības prakses daļa.
You know, the Buddha can be a wonderfully inspiring representation of goodness, wisdom,
Buddha
compassion.
Būt ļoti iedvesmojošs tēls labestībai, gudrībai, līdzjūtībai.
And especially if you read the suttas,
un tīpaši, ja jūs lasat suttas,
you know, many of which recount stories and incidents where he was alive and what he did, what he said, how he responded in situations.
Un daudz no viņiem pastāsta situācijas no Buddhas dzīves, kā viņš rīkojās, ko viņš teica, kā viņš rēģēja.
Yes, for many people that can be immensely inspiring.
Un daudziem cilvēkiem tas var būt ārkārtīgi iedvesmojoši.
and can form the basis of a devotional practice.
Un veidot tādu prakses daļu devotional.
Yeah, devotional practice.
Yeah, I understand the meaning, but I can't quite figure one good in Latvian. Yeah, nu kaut kāds sirds īpašības, kas iedarbinās.
Of course, the same happens in Christianity as well.
Tas pats kristietībā.
You know, there's a whole practice in Christianity of doing as Jesus did.
Jo tā ir vesela praksa kristietībā darīt tā, kā darīja Jēzus.
Being loving, generous, kind.
Mīloši, devīgs, laipnis.
Preaching peace and love between men.
Sludināt mieru un mīlestību
starp cilvēkiem. But in Buddhism, the faith, which is what devotional practice is part of,
un budismā ticība, no kuras
it's the emotional component of practice.
Tā ir
prakses emocionālā daļa.
Prakses emocionālā daļa, jā, tas ir devotional.
Es domāju, ka tādu ziedošanās, nodošanās.
Ziedošanās, nodošanās. It's a very important word, but we can't pick a good translation in Latvian.
Okay.
Like heart qualities invoking.
Yeah, call heart qualities then.
Ticība.
But in there's the five indriyas, the five faculties.
Yeah, piecas īpašības.
Or the five balas, five powers.
Vai piecas spēka.
Yeah, there's faith.
Ticība.
But the faith is balanced out by wisdom.
Un ticība balansē līdzsvaro gudrību.
Because emotionality can get too strong if it's unbalanced, it's not very good.
Jo emocionalitāte var kļūt pārāk stipra, un ja viņa nav līdzsvarota, tas nav labi.
And in the same five powers or five faculties,
un tad šajos piecos spēkos, piecās īpašībās, spējās,
we have effort,
ir centien, piepūli,
balanced out by samādhi.
Un piepūli līdzsvaro samādhi.
So that the effort and the samadhi go pair, like a pair, just like faith and wisdom are a pair.
Tāpat kā ticība un gudrība ir pāris, tāpat piepūle un samadhi veido pāri.
And the controlling regulator is mindfulness.
Un visus četrus kontrolējošais faktors ir apzinātība.
So when we're aware of what's happening in our practice,
kad mēs apzināmies, kas notiek praksē,
we can balance the faith, the emotion with the wisdom.
Mēs varam līdzsvarot ticību, emocionālo daļu ar gudrību.
Because wisdom on its own can be quite cold and hard.
Jo gudrība pati par sevi var būt diezgan cieta un augsta.
So it's softened and made more kinder.
Viņu padara laipnāku, maigāku ticību.
And faith, which can be all emotional and gushing.
Savukārt ticība var būt ļoti, ļoti emocionāla.
Yes. Can be tempered by wisdom, by clarity.
Un viņu līdzsvaro savukārt gudrību, skaidrību.
So isn't it interesting? Just a little bit of paper with a few words on it.
Bet tas nav interesanti, maziņš papīrīts ar dažiem vārdiem.
And a 55-minute talk.
55 minūtes runa.
On something very important.
Par ļoti svarīgu jautājumu.
What are they doing? Making love? Or fighting? I don't know. You think it's fighting?
Fighting.
We have foxes in London.
London and lapses.
we're sort of wiping out the countryside and all the wildlife is coming to the cities.
Jo, jo tiek mums izķertas, izmedītas laukos, un tāpēc dzīvā daba nāk uz pilsētu.
So in our garden and in the back gardens of the houses we often have foxes.
Tāpēc dārzās, pilsētā, mājās bieži ir lapsus.
Sometimes during the day and in the evening you see foxes walking in the street, crossing the road.
Dažkārt vakaros jūs redzat, ka pāri ielai iet lapsus.
Because they live off the scraps of food, the rubbish that people leave.
Viņas dzīvo no atkritumiem, ko cilvēki atstāj.
But at night.
Bet naktī.
Ah, the noise they make.
Kādu troksni viņi stāv.
Unbelievable.
Neticami.
You think they're dying, strangling each other.
Es liekas, ka viņas nost vienotu.
They're actually making babies. But the sounds are so strong, so loud.
Tās mazums, bet tās skaņas ir ļoti skaņas.
You really think someone's dying.
Es tiešām liekas, ka kāds mirst.
So we have a few minutes to go. I just wondered if anybody has any question they might want to ask, or any observation or comment they'd like to make.
Dažas minūtes atlikušas, varbūt kāds grib vēl kādu novērojumu, kādu komentāru, kādu jautājumu.
I have a question about this metta meditation.
Yes.
It's like a insight meditation or calming meditation, it's kind of meditation.
Metta meditation, yes. It's called metta bhavana, developing loving kindness.
Tātad jautājums ir, ja es pareizi saprotu, par to, kurā kategorijā koncentrācijas vai...
No, it's I just wanted to clarify for
yes,
myself.
Sure, yeah.
This is kind of meditation.
It is a specific meditation in Buddhist practice, yeah.
Which there is traditions that people can just practice this meditation and develop this quality.
Absolutely. Can you say that in Latvian so that others?
Es jautātu meditāciju, un tā ideja tāda, ka tāpat kā kalnīga vai insaina meditācija, tā ir metu meditācija, ko var praktizēt, vienkārši praktizēt, un tad tas attīst cilvēkā šo loving kindness un acceptance.
That's absolutely right. In fact, yesterday, the meditation I did about accepting oneself is a form of metta practice.
Tā kā vakar arī tieši tā, arī meditācija, ko mēs vakar darījām, kur mēs pieņemam sevi, tā arī ir metas meditācijas.
Yes, and it affected me, and therefore I'm asking and I'm thinking, because I was very surprised how much, how deep it affected me.
Right, can you share that as well? In Latvian,
Vakar mēs Niks vadīja metas meditāciju, un es ļoti negaidīju, ka viņi ļoti mani iespaidoja, un tad man bija tāda insight, un tāpēc es tā interesējos.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
That's okay.
Very useful for me.
Yeah, yeah. There is a much sort of tighter formula, traditionally. It's a sort of several stages. So you start off by saying to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy. Yeah, and just trying to feel that. Then you think of a friend, someone you like, may they be well, may they be happy. And then you think of someone neutral. I'm giving you a really condensed version here, yes. Because feelings are very slow, you know, they're like, you have to get the fire going, as it were, yes. Then you think of a neutral person, yes, may they be well, may they be happy. So this feeling of kindness, of warmth, of acceptance, yes, you, as it were, first of all, you generate it with yourself, then you share it with a friend, then you share it out with neutral people whom you don't really know very well, it could be the postman or the milkman. And then the fourth one is to those who you don't like, who you see as not likable, not nice people. So you then share the loving kindness with them as well. So the way to generate, one has to have the feeling, one can sort of say the words, may I be well, may I be happy, and nothing happens, yes. So it's always good to have an image to help you in your practice. So, I don't know, many people, you know, like the cats, yeah, and when the cat is purring, you feel like stroking it, yes. Why? Because there's a nice warm feeling coming up in you, which you were sort of sharing, and the cat's going, yeah, so you can imagine that you're stroking a cat. So you just imagine sitting there, just stroking it. You can feel it in your tummy. This gives you a nice feeling. Well, that's the start, yes. It's like lighting a little fire burning there, yes. So you just feel that and you think, yeah, I'd like to share this with my friend, yes, whoever it may be. So you just carry on. May they be well, may they be happy, may they feel the same warmth, you know, just say whatever. But it all comes from this feeling, this glow that you have in yourself. And then you share it out a bit further, yes, to people, your neighbours perhaps. You know. You can then share it with the whole world. But basically, that's the key thing is to connect with the feeling. And if the feeling's not there, be mindful. Don't pretend that it's there, because then it's just a pretend practice, yes. It's got to be a genuinely felt thing. But of course, you can only feel that if you're not under stress, yes. So you have to de-stress a little bit to feel loving kindness. Oh, sorry, I've been talking. I'm sorry.
Un tā parastais tas ietvers ir tāds, ka jūs sākat vienmēr ar sevi, labvēlību pret sevi, lai man viss ir labi, pēc tam kādu, kas ir jums draudzīgs, piemēram, tuvinieki, ģimenes locekļi, lai arī viņiem viss ir labi. Tālāk trešā kategorija ir neitrāli cilvēki, kāds, ko jūs nepazīstat, varbūt pasniegs, varbūt kāds jums nepazīstams cilvēks, pat kuri jums nav ne pozitīvs, ne negatīvs jūtas. Lai arī viņam viss ir labi, jūs dalīties ar tādu iekšēju siltumu. Un ceturtā kategorija tad ir cilvēki, pret kuriem jūs esat varbūt nelabvēlīgi, naidīgi noskaņot. Tas atslēgas elements visiem četriem ir tāds, kad runa šeit ir par emocijām. Tāpēc, kā nekas saka, jums ir jāpielēž uguns, un te ir vārdus var pateikt ļoti ātri, bet ir svarīgi, lai būtu iekšēji tā tiešām tā tā sajūta, lai jūs viņu tiešām sajūst iekšā, un tikai tad, ja jūs jūtat to siltumu, tādu mirdzumu iekšā, tad ar to jūs varat dalīties ar citiem cilvēkiem. Un bija garš piemērs par kaķi, tātad, nu, tad, kad tas kaķis jums ir klāt un murā, jums ir ar viņu rezonanci, ja, viņa iekustās šī arī viņa kaķa uzvedība. Jūsos ieslēdz arī tādu mīļumu siltumu, un tikai tad, kad jūsos tas siltuma uguns ir, tad jūs varat ar viņu dalīties. Un pēdējais bija, kad viņu nevar spiest, viņu nevar forsēt, ja tā sajūta nav, tad nevajag viņu izdomāt. About not forcing it, so if it's not there, it's not there.
That's right, it's not there, it's not there.
Ja viņi nav, tad nav.
You know, if it's not a pussy cat, if you don't, you might not like cats. Have a dog, little puppy.
Tad jums nepatīk kaķi, tad paņemat, tad atrodat kaut ko, kas jums ieslēdz to. Ja, tas jums nepatīk kaķi, tad iedomājieties suni vai kaut kādu, kas jums rada to rezonanci.
Maybe as a child you had a teddy bear.
Varbūt kā bērnam jums bija lāčuks.
What's your favorite teddy bear?
Jūs mīļotais lāčuks.
But then you don't want to make it sentimental. Oh, where's my poor teddy bear?
Bet jūs negribat to padarīt par kaut kādu sentimentālu lietu, kur ir mēs lāčuks.
You're looking for a nice warm feeling.
Jūs meklējat labu, siltu sajūtu.
Within yourself, towards yourself and then towards others.
Sevi pret sevi un tad pret citiem.
So I think we'll end there tonight.
Es domāju, mēs ar to tad noslēdīm šo lukur.
These things to reflect on.
Šīs ir domas, par kuras apcerēt.
Maybe they'll help you sleep well.
Varbūt tas jums palīdzēs labi gulēt.
your imaginary favorite teddy bear.
Jūs iedomāsieties savu mīļoto lācīti.